It's early. And
you up, though. You sound like you're up.
Sounds like
you know, here's what I like about Nick. Nick got a whole bunch of money. He could probably pay somebody to impersonate
him. Yeah, sure. He could do that.
You know, but here it is. I'm sitting, I'm thinking maybe it's like, you know, 6 a.m. on the West Coast time, but Nick is here. Would Kevin Hart do this?
I don't even think it's 6 a.m. yet.
It's like, you don't know. You lived in L.A. and you don't know what time it is in L.A.
I'm sorry, but would Kevin Hart do this?
Kevin Hart wouldn't do it.
Would Boris Kojo do this?
Even Boris Kojo wouldn't do it.
But Nick Cannon will do this.
Nick Cannon, the biggest star on the show, would do it.
Man.
I like that. I like how y'all setting it up for me. You're catering to my ego right now. Thank you.
No, it's okay, because one thing about you, Nick, it's like you're a multifaceted performer. He's known for many different
acting, stand-up comedy, music, and of course, hosting the ultra popular.
Okay.
You can go to the second.
Oh yeah, America's Got Talent.
Second on October 14th. Yeah. Nick and hundreds of participants.
He's trying to be part of the Guinness World Record.
Oh, I was on the second paragraph.
Damn it. They need to spell check this right here.
It's good stuff.
Anyway, Nick, love you, man. First of all, man, not going to talk about your personal business because it's not our business. I want to talk about things that you're doing. First of all, congratulations on what you do well on America's Got Talent.
Thank you.
Excellent. I love the fact that y'all brought back the joint on MTV, man.
Wild and Out. That's my show there.
You do way too much, Nick. I don't know if you have time to even do anything else, but you got the...
Well, you the same way, though. Like, I don't understand. Like, your show, you directed. Come on, man. I learned from the best.
Great. So you're going to star in my next movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Nick, I got you, baby. I'm signing you up. You heard him say it.
I'm here.
And you know what's going to happen next? That means Kevin's going to want to jump on.
No. So you know what's going to happen?
Kevin's already weird.
Nick's
going
to send me to his people. But first of all, you got a lot of things going on, man. Of course, the real House Husbands of Hollywood is on tonight.
Nobody knows the name of that show.
The House Husbands of Hollywood.
House Husbands, Kevin and them.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's Real Husbands of Hollywood, Russ.
No, am I bad? Come on,
geez.
I was
trying to make it close.
Hey, man, y'all doing anything different this year, or just being just ratchet like you guys were the last couple of years?
Nah, it's a bunch of stuff going on the show. I mean, you're going to see the premiere tonight, but then obviously, I mean, it's crazy stuff to where, you know, I'm running for mayor of Beverly Hills on the show. So there's that whole storyline, and then, of course, Kevin is trying to kill me at some point. So it's a lot of stuff. It's going to be fun.
I love the way you play it, though, man, because, like,
Thank you
stay in your pocket. You know what I mean? And you know, that's really good because, you know, when you're a comedian, everybody wants to make everybody laugh all the time.
Right.
And you don't mind being a straight man.
Nah, absolutely. I mean, especially when, you know, it makes the jokes that I do get, you know, even more potent. So you got to just pick your spots. And, of course, Kevin's humor is big and over the top all the time. And, you know, when he's doing his like that, I have no problem playing the straight man.
So Drumline 2 is coming out. Do you want to do more film, more TV? You're doing everything. What's your favorite?
Honestly, and Russ can relate to this, is like I truly like just being creative behind the scenes. So whether it's writing, producing, and directing, those are the things. Like even with the new Drumline project, that was something I just kind of jumped on as a producer and a writer. And I actually was going to direct it, but I didn't have time. So I had my friend Billy Woodruff direct it. But it's like that space to me is probably the more intriguing and challenging in the direction that I'm going in. I'm getting ready to direct my next feature at the top of the year, too. So that's probably the space where you'll probably see me kind of flex my muscles a little bit more.
Russ wouldn't understand because he's not an actor. Right. Russ, you act.
I try to act.
You're an actor. So, Russ, I don't know. Russ can really just direct. He's not really such
a... I'll admit that.
I mean, we're not going...
But you know what? Nick is a testament to hard work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, not sitting up and, I'll let somebody do it for me. Nick goes and does it himself. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for you on that level, man.
Likewise.
No, for real. Nick, you got to hold on the line, man. Stay right there. We're going to come back with more of Nick Cannon and everything that he's doing right after this. Y'all hang out.